public hearings. We have some other business. The first item of other business is Americana Bayside Village C, The Point RPC.
This is a final site plan to construct recreational amenities for Americana Bayside Village C, The Point. Amenities to be constructed include a pool building with kitchen and restrooms, mechanical building, pool bar, decking, and accessory parking. The Planning Commission approved the preliminary amenities site plan on December 22, 2016. The site plan is in compliance with the zoning code and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals. Property is zoned MRRPC and the tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 304.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval for the final amenity site plan for Americana Bayside Village C, The Point RPC.
Second.
We have a motion and second to approve the final amenities site plan for Americana Bayside Village C, The Point. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Next item is Coastal Club Land Bay 7.
This is a final site plan for Coastal Club Land Bay 7 for the creation of 74 single-family lots and private roads and open space within the Coastal Club development. Planning Commission granted preliminary site plan approval on August 25, 2016. The site plan is consistent with the zoning code, and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals except wetlands permits for the road crossing. Property is zoned MRRPC. The tax parcel number is a portion of District 334, Map 11, Parcel 5. In addition, the plan is not in compliance with the condition of approval 17E. However, application has been made to amend that condition of approval, and the amenities for the development were approved in a separate site plan.
Was this sent to us separately?
It was.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was an amended, the agenda was amended, and then this was sent, I think, on Monday via email.
We should have hand-delivered your packet, so I don't know where that ended up.
I don't have that. So. Okay, that's my fault, though, if I didn't get it in my email. So
additional packet.
Mm-hmm. There was a second packet
handed out.
Oh, you weren't here.
She wasn't here, but we should have hand-delivered that.
Yep.
So okay, it so might be on your front porch somewhere.
Yeah, I did not read this.
I'm thinking you didn't get it. Yeah.
Okay.
Because
you recuse yourself.
I'm going to recuse myself. I don't. Yeah. Okay. I did not have a chance to look this over at all.
Okay.
All right.
So is there a?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is there a an issue with this 17E? That I mean, the condition. You said they're out of
It's the sidewalk.
Is that the sidewalk?
The sidewalks. On
and
Jim
so,
Tavern.
Yeah, but it's my understanding that they've been working with DelDOT to find an alternate arrangement.
Yeah, I mean, my thought was that I wouldn't want to see that necessarily. I don't think it's our intention to prevent them from going forward as long as there's a fix in.
And I think there's a fix in place.
I don't think they need to come back, you know, in front of us again for that, do they?
I mean, well, no. It's what my understanding, and it's not really part of this, so I don't want anybody to come up and really talk about it, but there is a request in for an amendment to 17D that'll be heard by the commission and council, because that's an ordinance.
Your next meeting.
Yeah, actually the next meeting, council.
Okay, so that's another day.
Yeah.
That's a discussion
yeah.
for another day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Based on discussions between the applicant and DelDOT to work out.
Yeah. Yeah,
what can be done in that right-of-way, because there's some confines there.
Yeah, it's very complicated.
Yeah.
Very complicated, but
yes.
I just wanted to clarify whether or not that was a subject of what we're doing
tonight.
No.
Okay. I mean, it indirectly is, but, yeah, we're working through
okay.
it.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant final site plan approval for Coastal Club Land Bay 7 upon submission of a final revised site plan with the following clearly noted upon it. No disturbance of any wetlands within this phase shall occur without the approval of the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control or the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers as applicable, and that no residential building permit shall be issued for lots within this phase until condition 17D of Ordinance Number 1770 as modified by Ordinance Number 2413 is complied with. Staff shall approve the final site plan upon submission of a final site plan or of a revised final site plan contained in these notations.
So, okay, so the sidewalk thing is, I don't quite understand what's going on with the 17.
Okay.
The sidewalks are a requirement of the ordinance. And so.
So these guys have to come back after.
This motion grants the final site plan, but it withholds building permits until the sidewalk situation is.
Right.
Is fixed.
Right, okay. Well, that's, yeah, well, that's.
Because we don't want to move them forward with, because of that ordinance issue, you know, we don't want to hold up the paper approvals, but, you know, in terms of building, constructing homes on there and pulling residential building permits, that can occur. So if they're selling lots or selling homes until after that 17D is addressed.
All right. Okay, I'm good.
I need a second.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and second for approval of the final site plan for Coastal Club Land Bay 7 with the conditions as read in by Mr. Hudson. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Do you want to?
But I'm just out.
Abstain.
Yeah,
Mrs. Hoey
Stevens
is going to abstain from voting. Okay, our next item is New Dale Acres final site plan.
This is a final site plan for Newdale Acres RPC for the construction of 296 dwellings, including 224 single-family and 72 townhouses, to be located off of Sharon's Road and South Old State Road. Planning Commission recommended approval on the RPC on March 23, 2017, and County Council approved the RPC on May 9, 2017. Planning Commission granted preliminary site plan approval on August 10, 2017. The site plan is consistent with the zoning code, and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals. The property is zoned MRRPC, and the tax parcels are District 230, MAP 26, parcels 115, 115.04, 122, and District 230, MAP 31, parcels 33 and 33.01.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval the final site plan for Newdale Acres.
Second.
We have a motion and second to approve the final site plan for Newdale Acres. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
I'm abstaining.
And you're abstaining because it was not in your packet. The next item on the agenda is Love Creek Marina, subdivision 17-43, preliminary site plan.
Can I discuss this before I make my motion?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay. On this one of the things they requested, I'm sorry, you're supposed to read this to me. Go ahead.
Okay. This is at Love Creek Marina.
Yes.
This is the preliminary site plan for Love Creek Marina for the creation of 188 multifamily dwelling units, a 5,000-square-foot restaurant, and a 500-square-foot retail area with amenities and site improvements to be located off of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. The applicant requests a waiver to allow parking in the front yard setback. In addition, the applicant has applied to the Board of Adjustment for a variance from the commercial loading space requirement. The property is zoned marine, and the use is permitted within the district. The tax parcel is District 234, MAP 7, parcel 108, and staff is awaiting agency approvals.
On this one, that they have requested a waiver to allow parking in the front and yard setback, which I am going to recommend we do not approve the waiver. But this is a busy road, and right up against the road, we're just asking for trouble when we have to come back in to try to
widen the road.
So it's a. Is there anybody, any discussion anybody wants to have, or? Okay.
For someone here representing the application, I don't know if you want to allow them an opportunity to. To plead their case, Mr. Key, we'll
up to you, but it's not a public hearing, so yeah. You know, I don't want to get into a whole lot of, you know.
No, we'll allow Mr. Key took the time to attend the meeting to plead his case.
Sat this whole time.
Thank you. I'm Frank Key with Solutions at 303 North Bedford Street here in Georgetown. The simple answer to your question is the little bit of parking, and I can show you this maybe more clearly with a highlighted plan. There is a wetland in between the parking area and the between the property line and the base of the old bridge. The right-of-way at that point is about 115 feet wide. So there's ample room for expansion of Route 24 to the point of four-lane divided road if necessary. Furthermore, that little wetland that's in between, if I may, I can show you this on
sure.
here.
Sure.
The right of way here is 115 feet. That little bit of parking is right there, and then there's this both tidal and non-tidal wetland that's right in here in between. So that's the old bridge and the old roadbed together with the new roadbed. So there's plenty of room without interference from the parking.
I have to say I'm quite shocked that that is all the wetlands on that property. All right, well, thank you. I'm still sticking to my guns on this one, I think. So how do I make a motion and then... Okay, all right. So make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan for Love Creek Marina S-17-43 with the condition that we not grant the waiver for the parking within the setback, and that the site plan approval come back to the Planning Commission upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Well, I think they would have to submit a revised.
They have to, yeah, okay. That's what I.
That eliminates the parking.
Okay. Okay, so then I would. That's why I was wondering how that. That's what I was wondering, how that would work. So
yeah, that's what.
I could.
They would have to submit a revised preliminary site plan, removing the parking from the front yard setback that could be subject to staff's approval on receipt.
But if you still want to see the final.
Yeah. No, that's fine. If that's all they need to do with that, that's fine with me. I'm revising my motion that the revised site plan without the parking in the setback will come back to staff once they have receipt of all agency approvals.
I mean, we can sign up. Just ask a question.
Sure.
On the setback, how much do we need? Or how much do we look for? How much do we hope for? At what point? In other words, why is there such a big setback here? Does it have something to do with the old bridge?
Well, I think it has to do with the setback from the property line. Yeah. And that's kind of where I'm struggling with this a little bit, because if the issue is allowing sufficient area for the road expansion, it looks like that's already... It seems like it's taken care of, and there's this piece of wetlands apparently between the road, and there's an upland area, and then there's this little piece of wetlands, and then there's the parking, and I'm just not sure that it's really impacting much of anything. I mean, generally, I would agree that this, because this is something that we did in places years ago, and once we started doing it, we had felt like we had to keep doing it, and we created a problem. In this particular site, I don't think we have that problem. I don't think, but I'm open to.
That would also be one of my issues too. It's just that,
yeah,
we keep, you know, that we keep setting this precedent of, well, you did it for
understood.
The last guy, and
I understood.
Why not me? So
yeah, I know where you're coming from.
Well, the old bridge is why you have such a wide. There was an old bridge there at
one
time.
Yeah, that's
place.
Right.
It's still physically there. So that's why there's such a wide easement there, is because they moved and put the new bridge over, but they still retained ownership, the state did, of the easement. So I can see.
So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, I don't see the. A negative impact on the right-of-way in this particular case by allowing the parking in the setback because of the...
And I think that's a critical difference, too, is that...
No, and then we make another... How would we make another motion?
Mm-hmm. When we make these decisions, we have to have a really good reason for deviating from what our code says, and that's... Maybe we haven't done as good a job of that in the past. However, in this particular instance... I think maybe this one is okay, but you're absolutely right about the precedent setting.
I agree with your precedent. You know, we just talked about, you weren't here, but we just talked about it Monday and the whole issue of Route 1, right? And that wasn't done. So I mean, I think we have to start taking a real hard look at those. But this seems to be different.
Yeah, I think this is kind of unique. I mean, this is not a standard situation where you have a 50 or 60 foot right of way and everybody's up against it, because the old bridge was replaced and the public access is still there. It's added a lot of latitude for that. So I think this is unique, and I agree with Mr. Wheatley that in this case, I think there's no harm, no foul.
Okay. So what we'll do is this is going to die for lack of a second?
I don't know. I can't.
Well,
I can't
be,
do
that
it.
That would be up to you. I think your choices are to either withdraw your motion or see if you get a second to your motion. If you don't get a second, then, yeah, it dies for lack of a second. Up to you.
Well, I'm not going to withdraw my motion, so.
Is there anyone like to second the motion? Hearing none. Hearing none, it happens. It's not the first time.
Yes, okay.
With someone else?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant the preliminary site approval to Love Creek Marina with the final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all of the permits.
Second.
We have a motion and second to grant preliminary site plan approval.
Just a second.
Your motion did not cover the waiver request.
I'm sorry, what?
You didn't even talk about the waiver in your motion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought he did.
I thought I was approving the plan as it was presented. With the granting the waiver for the parking and the setback.
Second.
And we have a second on that. Okay. So we have a motion to approve the preliminary site plan of Love Creek Marina and granting the request for waiver to allow parking in the front yard setback. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
And we have one opposed. The motion carries 4-2-1. The next item is Lighthouse View Phase 2B.
This is a preliminary site plan for Lighthouse View Phase 2B to construct 8 townhome apartments with site improvements on a portion of a 2.96-acre parcel located off Lighthouse Road, Route 54. The applicant requests a waiver to allow parking in the front yard setback. The preliminary site plan is in compliance with the zoning code. Planning and Zoning Commission originally approved site plans on October 11th, 2001 and December 28th, 2004, and a revised approval was granted on September 26th, 2006. Staff is awaiting agency approvals. The property is zoned C1 General Commercial, and the tax parcel is District 134, Map 23, a portion of Parcel 3.03.
Okay. I just had one question. Can the staff approve this? I mean, you've got all the agency approvals, right?
No, we do not have agency approvals on this one.
Okay.
But you could approve it as a final, though.
Once they
okay.
are.
You're good with
I
it.
Got you.
You know, I'm also going to be opposed to giving a waiver for parking on this one because it is right on the road.
Well, wait a minute.
This is just 50,
this is the one on 54, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Can we discuss this a little bit?
Yes, we can. Absolutely. Okay, that much,
Roger? Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, we'll start discussion. This is Hoey Stevens.
I mean, it's only 18 inches, I think they said, over the thing. But again, it's on 54. 54 is a busy road. It's the only road there. It is going to need to be expanded. Yes, I understand they already did this.
18 feet.
Oh, I thought it was 18 inches. I guess I read that wrong completely. Never mind.
Quite a bit. Would you like to hear from Mr. Ford to see what his need is? Mr. Ford, do you want to explain the issue?
I'm not sure what you're referring to on the 18 feet.
Well, there was, I'm sorry, maybe I'm thinking of a different one.
No, it's
the 5-foot,
yeah.
But it was, I thought I read that.
Lines.
Oh, the line, right. But I thought it wasn't all the way into it. I don't know.
Yeah. A standard parking space is typically 9 feet.
I'd like to just give you a little history on this, that it was approved back in 2006. This entire parcel is probably 22 acres, just shy of 22 acres. 5 acres was uplands. It all was C1. Phase one was an actual commercial development. Phase 2A was a townhouse development. And phase 2B, which is what we're looking at right now, is also the same product of townhouse development. So the parking configuration for that, actually, after a 10-foot Del Dot dedication on the right-of-way, is is in the 40-foot setback by about 18 feet.
18 feet. I'm sorry.
Right. So that means we're still 22 feet beyond the dedicated 10-foot that we've already had. So there's an additional 22 feet even beyond the 10-foot dedication.
So you added 10 foot to the right-of-way, and you're 22 feet away from that.
For the head of parking, yes. And that is far beyond the commercial area, which at the time, being where it was approved, was actually right on the dedication line where the parking was done back in 2006, or when this was originally approved. The issue with this plan is we're looking to reinstate the permits. 2006 was that year where everything went south. One of the issues we had with this was stormwater, but we have it because of the new regulations and having this expire on us, but they have given us a variance on this project to move forward with the bioswale and stormwater that was originally planned for. So we still need to get the official permit on that. We have the variance to do that, but we still need to get the official permit to get our final site plan approval.
But this is completely separate from the phase 2A. Looks like there's a fence there?
There's a phase line and there is a fence there, yes.
Isn't this just like a sliver between the two?
It's a line.
So okay. the part that they're asking for the conditional now, isn't it kind of sandwiched between the what's now the car lot and the service station?
No, sandwiched in between 54.
Used to be Walgreens or something
on the corner of 54
and then.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry,
But given they've given a 10-foot additional right of way, and even with the easement, they're 22, or even with parking in a setback, they're still 22 feet off of the expanded right of way. So that's quite a bit of space there in case somebody still wanted to put a utility line or. Mm-hmm. You know, sewer utilities easement or something. So, again, I think this is plenty of space off, but just my opinion. And I think it's good that we look at this because this is going to be a bigger and bigger deal as we move forward.
Well, as I said before, if we're going to give an exception, we need to have a good reason.
Well, I think the rationale is that you still have 22 feet off of the expanded easement.
If you've got a reasonable amount of land, so you anticipate it, because the whole issue comes in whenever you add utilities, increase the road right away or something, that's when it gets to be a problem. I don't see that problem here, just like the previous one, but I think that needs to be the point of the discussion is that I would be in favor of granting a waiver only because it doesn't really impose a hardship, doesn't appear to impose a future hardship on the...
Looks like there's plenty of room for future road expansion and utilities if need be.
Right.
So it seems like the space is there.
Okay, Doug, make your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Ford.
Thank you very much for that. Mr. Chairman, for approval for the revised preliminary site plan for Lighthouse View Phase 2B. And with the waiver included.
Okay. And do you want final by staff?
With final approval by staff when they receive all agency approvals.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion to approve the preliminary site plan of Lighthouse View Phase 2B. And granting the waiver to allow parking in the front yard setback with final approval by staff upon receipt of all state agency approvals. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
The motion carries 4-1. And our next item on the agenda is discussion. You want to do the comprehensive plan first. Is there anyone Do you have a report or?
I just want to give you an update. We did schedule the three meetings in September, the 13th. They're all Wednesdays this time. The 13th, the 20th, and the 27th. I did send out an email. I hope you noted that we need to be done by 1:30 on the 13th because there is another meeting in here at 2.
Okay. I think everybody got the, did you get that email?
I did get that email, and actually Mr. Hopkins even texted me a picture of the dates while I was moments before totality on the eclipse.
Yeah. Well, that was, I'm glad. I'm surprised.
Well, I'm glad.
Anything else regarding the comprehensive plan from the commission or staff? Is there anyone here that would like to speak regarding the public comment on the comprehensive plan? Seeing no one rise, we'll go to Mr. Robertson on the annual report.
Yeah, so this it was sent to you by email. I don't believe it's in the packet. I don't ask any specific questions because it's not in the packet I have with me either. But this is the annual report that we do. It's a little bit of background for the new commissioners. When the comp plan that we're working on was for a period of 5 years. State made it a 10-year plan as long as you submitted annual reports to
the Office of State Planning Coordination for them to review. And we have done that for the past 6 years. And basically, it's the same format. What we do is we kind of go through a listing of the various elements. We touch on some of the recent significant land use applications to give a feel for that. We talk about building permits issued, the number of change in zones, conditional use, and subdivision applications that we've considered. All that is in there. We go through some background on the sewer expansion so they get a feel for our utilities in Sussex County. We talk about housing and affordable housing, if there's been significant movement on that. And then we also, in there, you'll see we discussed some economic development issues. A lot of times it's just kind of a recap of what's happened in the past year in the county. Of course, this year in the introduction, we referenced the fact that a lot of our focus has really been looking forward to the new comprehensive plan. So we've got to submit that to the state, and since it technically comes from you all, I just would ask for a motion to approve it so we can send it up to Connie Holland's office with an okay.
Motion to approve the governor's advisory, or the report.
The annual comp plan report.
Annual comp plan report.
Second.
We have a motion, a second, to approve the review of the annual report to the state on the comp plan. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0.
Ross, just real quick, and for I know Connie who's here, and for the members of the commission, that gets sent to the governor's office. It also goes on the county's website, so it's available for the public to review as well. Just
are you going to hand deliver it to the governor party?
I'm going to get in my car and drive it straight up there.
Sure.
No, it's getting
right. You
want
to leave here? He's waiting for you.
Yeah.
We'll go back to our public hearings. Our first public hearing was conditional use 2092, Timothy Robinson.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, I'm favorably disposed to the application, but I'd like to give our council some time to research a few of the uses and so on to make sure that we don't over encumber Mr. Robinson. So to give him an opportunity to do that, I move that we defer action on conditional use number 2092, Timothy Robinson.
Second.
We have a motion and second to defer action on conditional use 2092, Timothy Robinson. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries 5-0.
I almost called for my own vote.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
You
got to give me a break. You know, it's been
a lot
12
of
years since I made a motion.
Yeah. Well, you did it well.
Yeah, thanks.
The next item on the agenda is conditional use 2093, John Huss.
Mr. Chairman, regarded CU 2093, John Huss, I move we defer for further consideration.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to defer action on conditional use 2093, John Huss. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5.
Ross, sorry. Go ahead and finish that.
5-0, yes.
On this one, too, for the benefit of the commission, I'm going to do a quick title search on that, only because I want to make sure that I think from the direction I heard from the commission that we know what we're doing with regard to that road. Just so that it's not some easement that we're going to be creating problems on. I don't think it is, but I just want to know that.
No, I agree.
So, yeah.
Okay. Okay, next item on the agenda is conditional use 2094, Robert Downs.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU number 2094 for Robert Downs for a cemetery based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking to establish a family cemetery within a larger plot tract of land owned by the applicant. It will not be operated as a business and no cemetery plots will be sold. Two, this request is consistent with family cemeteries that have been in existence for centuries all over Sussex County. Three, this application will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways in any way. Four, the applicant will need to comply with all requirements of other state agencies when establishing and maintaining the cemetery. The applicant shall establish a method for permanently maintaining the cemetery grounds. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the request. And six, the final site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. God rest his soul.
Second.
Motion and second to recommend approval of conditional use 2094 Robert Downs. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. And the next item on the agenda is conditional use 2096 Capitol Buildings Shed Outlet.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to CU 2096 Capitol Buildings Shed Outlet, I recommend defer for further consideration.
Second.
We have a motion and second to defer action on conditional use 2096 Capitol Building Shed Outlet. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Next item on the agenda was conditional use 2104 Grace and Mercy Ministries Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, in the case of conditional use number 2104 Grace and Mercy Ministries Inc., I requested that we defer for further information
Further consideration. You'd like to discuss this?
This is kind of an interesting situation where we're going to have to make a decision based on what we heard this evening.
Yes. Yeah, we should probably discuss
it. Since we won't be holding the record open to receive any further information, and it seems like the information we received was that we wanted a half acre cemetery.
Somewhere.
And we're going to sell lots.
But he's not sure about that.
Just wanted to point out to you that we have a rare, we have a third alternative that is almost never used. It has never been used since you've been our attorney. It's been done once in the time I've been on the commission, and that was you can allow an application to go to council without a recommendation. And it is just, and I know you want to defer action, but I just want to make the commission aware that you do have that alternative. You can send it without recommendation, and we have no information, we have nothing to go on.
So yeah.
But there was a record created. There is a record. It just doesn't have anything in it. I mean, Mr. Robertson, am I right or wrong about?
Yeah, I think that can be the recommendation. It's a no recommendation, basically.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's certainly something.
It actually did happen once, many, many, many years ago when I first went on the commission back in the dark ages.
That's unusual, but because you're not denying it for lack of a record, because you said the applicant appeared or a representative of the applicant. We'll have to. Yeah, that's some consideration.
I mean, and I don't know that. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I think they want to put a cemetery out there. It's all right with me.
I don't really have a problem with a cemetery either. I mean, my grandmother lived across from one her entire life, and as far as I'm concerned,
we'll
it's the nicest,
go in one.
Nicest piece of property in Milton.
Yeah, living in one. It's
quiet neighbors and the land is open and I mean I was kind of looking for a little more information as to
just not much of
anything.
It would seem to me that you would need.
I'll second your motion to defer.
Did you want to say something?
I just had a question. I guess I don't, and I'm not sure about what was in the file, but if they had soils done to locate a space, because with the tax ditches and the drainage on that particular site, I'm just curious if there's an adequate space?
Thank you.
Or
that's my concern as well.
I'm concerned. Somebody mentioned the seepage, embalming fluid seepage. I
looked at the grades.
I don't know.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah.
With the things that you have to go through these days, that would not be. That was not in my list of possible concerns.
But that goes back to, though, not having any clear location, because there's some limitations spatially on that property, as much as anything.
Density.
If the intention is to put it on the kind of the back portion of that parcel, there is a tack stitch that has to be crossed by the looks of the site plan in order to access that. And so what would be the access if it's in that back portion? And is it adequate? And I would have some concerns about that, particularly with large funeral processions and things of that nature.
So when we have questions like that, so basically, is it our responsibility to do the diligence?
No.
So if you're lacking information, it's almost like you might have to say, you guys.
We reached out to the applicant to get a little bit additional information as to where
around again
when they submitted the application, and this is where we are.
They didn't reply to the request for more information?
They said they were working it out, and we still hadn't figured that out. But they're going to, back to your concern, they had to get approval to cross the tax ditch to get the church anyhow.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't sure where that was.
Yeah, there's another ditch that crosses there, and some of that is site plan related as far as the access and parking, and that's usually put off till later anyway, but I think Mr. Wheatley hit the nail on the head, is that, the record is pretty slim. It's there, but it's not a big record. And, you'd like to accommodate something of such a benign use. I understand that, too.
Well, how many entombment thing sites can you put on a half acre?
This is why I asked. It could be only a mausoleum for cremations.
Let me answer your question.
Somebody take a half acre and sell it out and generate. I don't know if they generate $50,000 or $100,000 and then walk away from it.
Yeah. Well, I think there's requirements in place. But here's the thing. Let's get back to the point. Is that as a commission? So in this case, the record's closed. You all at this point on any application can't then go out and do additional, research, due diligence, or anything, because that will get
the public hearing. I mean, we could leave the record open if we wanted to.
I'm just saying generally. I know, what I'm hearing is trying to look into more information. And as soon as you start doing that, you get outside the record, and that's what will get you in a jam legally. Act on what's been presented during
I mean, if you look at the first application for the cemetery, I mean, they said, here's where it's going to be, but we didn't ask for soil data or other things from that application. And so I'm not so sure that that's so important. The site of the actual half acre is something that we can, when we get the preliminary site plan, we can adjust
or
that.
Even if
that's the kind of thing that the soils and all that.
I mean, as far as the water impacts or whatever, there's got to be state rules that pertain to this use. So, I don't know. I don't want to request something from this applicant that we didn't ask from the same applicant on the same evening.
Or any other that I could recall.
I don't think we can.
So even though the record is a little bit thin, I mean, when it comes to cemeteries, it may just not be very thick to start with. I don't know. There might not be much of a record needed to do that. I mean, it's a land use issue.
My struggle with it is there's not enough information to say no. There's not enough information to say yes. But I don't. So I don't want it. See, if we take no action, it is deemed a denial. Okay. If we don't take any action and within our allotted period of time, then it goes to council as our recommendation being a denial. So I don't want to see that happen. So, like I said, we do have a rare third option that is seldom used,
but
you could be the first in a long time. There you go.
Okay. I've already made that motion. We've already voted on it, haven't we? So too late now.
No, we haven't voted.
No, we can defer action, and then you can bring. Then you can think about it a little bit.
We have not voted on your motion.
We haven't voted on it. I just seconded your motion to defer to give you the opportunity to consider all your options.
And hopefully, a couple more weeks will make that much difference.
Okay. If
I think people are dying to get in. Sorry.
Unless there's a disciplinary discussion,
we have somebody. Somebody would say that before the end of this meeting. I knew somebody.
I mean, it was a bad joke that had to be made, so just to get it out of the air.
We have a motion to defer action on conditional use 2104 Grace and Mercy Ministries Incorporated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our last item is change of zone 1826 JKJ Properties LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1826 for JKJ Properties LLC. For a change in zone from AR1 and C1 to CR1 zoning based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. This application represents the expansion of the existing C1 zone. It will make the commercially zoned area conform to the property's boundaries. This property is in a town center area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. CR1 zoning is appropriate in this area according to the county plan. There are other commercially zoned properties in the area, including the frontage of this property. CR1 zoning is appropriate for this location. This location is in close proximity to the town of Bridgeville and is located along U.S. Route 13, approximately 500 feet from Route 404. This is an appropriate location for CR1 zoning. No parties appeared in opposition to this application. That completes my motion.
Second.
We have a motion and second to recommend approval of change in zone 1826, JKJ Properties, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Do we have any other items?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That come before the commission?
Not from staff.
Not from me?
No. Okay. We stand adjourned.
I apologize for my punchiness here at the end. So.